The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. Many executives want their companies to be more innovative. A new assessment tool can help pinpoint your company's innovation strengths and weaknesses. How Innovative is Your Company's Culture? Written by Jay Rao and Joseph Weintraub. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Corporate Strategy. Today's executives want their companies to be more innovative. They consume stacks of books and articles and attend conventions and courses on innovation, hoping to discover the elixir of success. They are impressed by the ability of comparatively young companies, such as Google and Facebook, to create and market breakthrough products and services. And they marvel at how some older companies, Apple, IBM, Procter & Gamble, 3M, and General Electric, to name a few, reinvent themselves again and again. And they wonder, how do these great companies do it? After studying innovation among 759 companies based in 17 major markets, researchers Gerard J. Tellis, Jaideep C. Prabhu, and Rajesh K. Chandy found that corporate culture was a much more important driver of radical innovation than labor, capital, government, or national culture. But for executives, that conclusion raises two more questions. First, what is an innovative corporate culture? And second, if you don't have an innovative culture, is there any way you can build one? Six building blocks of an innovative culture. An innovative culture rests on a foundation of six building blocks: resources, processes, values, behavior, climate, and success. These building blocks are dynamically linked. For example, the values of the enterprise have an impact on people's behaviors, on the climate of the workplace, and on how success is defined and measured. Our culture of innovation model builds upon dozens of studies by numerous authors. Values. Values drive priorities and decisions, which are reflected in how a company spends its time and money. Truly innovative enterprises spend generously on being entrepreneurial, promoting creativity, and encouraging continuous learning. The values of a company are less what the leaders say or what they write in the annual reports than what they do and invest in. Values manifest themselves in how people behave and spend, more than in how they speak. Behaviors. Behaviors describe how people act in the cause of innovation. For leaders, those acts include a willingness to kill off existing products with new and better ones, to energize employees with a vivid description of the future, and to cut through red tape. For employees, actions in support of innovation include doggedness in overcoming technical roadblocks, scrounging resources when budgets are thin, and listening to customers. Climate. Climate is the tenor of workplace life. An innovative climate cultivates engagement and enthusiasm, challenges people to take risks within a safe environment, fosters learning, and encourages independent thinking. Resources. Resources comprise three main factors: people, systems, and projects. Of these, people, especially innovation champions, are the most critical because they have a powerful impact on the organization's values and climate. Processes. Processes are the route that innovations follow as they are developed. These may include the familiar innovation funnel used to capture and sift through ideas, or Stargate systems for reviewing and prioritizing projects and prototyping. And success. The success of an innovation can be captured at three levels: external, enterprise, and personal. In particular, external recognition shows how well a company is regarded as being innovative by its customers and competitors, and whether an innovation has paid off financially. More generally, success reinforces the enterprise's values, behaviors, and processes, which in turn drive many subsequent actions and decisions. Who will be rewarded? Which people will be hired? And which projects will get the green light? When it comes to fostering innovation, enterprises have generally given substantial attention to resources, processes, and the measurement of success. The more easily measured, tools-oriented innovation building blocks. But companies have often given much less attention to the harder-to-measure, people-oriented determinants of innovative culture, values, behaviors, and climate. Not surprisingly, most companies have also done a better job of managing resources, processes, and measurement of innovation success than they have the more people-oriented innovation building blocks. As many managers have discovered, anything that involves people's values and behaviors and the climate of the workplace is more intangible and difficult to handle. As one CEO put it, the soft stuff is the hard stuff. Yet, these difficult people issues have the greatest power to shape the culture of innovation and create a sustained competitive advantage. This segment was excerpted from How Innovative is Your Company's Culture? Written by Jay Rao and Joseph Weintraub, which appeared in the spring 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or to get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.